I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. A congressional report today is blasting both Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration for actions that led to two fatal crashes of the 737 MAX jet. The MAX remains grounded. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. What does this House report say?
Well, David, the language in this report is very critical. House investigators found the MAX crashes were, quote, the horrific culmination of a series of faulty technical assumptions by Boeing and grossly insufficient oversight by the FAA. And the report says people in charge didn't necessarily understand everything about the MAX plane's design and the safety lapses that were happening. I spoke this morning with Richard Abulafia. He's an aviation analyst at the Thiel Group, and he said the industry has pretty much already arrived at the conclusions that the report lays out.
You know, it's very comprehensive, very hard-hitting, but it's nothing that really hasn't been said in many different reports so far. So I don't think it's going to change anything. Everything knows that the process getting here was pretty badly flawed.
And how does this square, Nova, with what we've been hearing from the FAA and from Boeing?
Well, both Boeing and the FAA now say they're working to improve their safety procedures, and Boeing is redesigning the MAX plane's MCAS system. That's the automatic system faulted for the crashes. But immediately after the crashes, David, Boeing was saying that it had done everything it was supposed to. And so how can you have a faulty plane and follow a process? Well, this report is shedding some light on that, saying the FAA had found MAX's development was technically in compliance with regulations, even after the first plane crashed. The report concludes that the current regulatory system is fundamentally flawed. That's their words.
All right, Nova, thank you.